Mike Thiel admits he was nervous when he first heard about all the lane closures the state planned to make around the medical grounds. He's director of security at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
I was very concerned. I head children's emergency management efforts. So we have to ensure access to our emergency departments and really our hospital in general for all of southeastern Wisconsin to be able to get here.
However, Thiel says the Department of Transportation has quelled his fears. He meets with representatives every other week and they give him updates.
Is actually very well choreographed to ensure that we're not doing things on the west side of the campus at the same time that we're doing things on the east side of the campus. I mean, it seems like a lot of work and there are orange barrels, but the fact of the matter is that through traffic is always maintained.
While Thiel says patients and emergency vehicles have had access to at least one end of the hospital during construction, Chris Anderson claims the trip has been taking a bit longer. Anderson works for Bell Ambulance. He says it transports about 15 patients a day to the medical complex.
A typical transport to Frederick Hospital may have been increased by 4 or 5 minutes, but in my opinion, it's nothing that jeopardized safety or any patient outcomes or anything like that. It was all very smooth.
Anderson says he communicates with project managers once a week to learn where traffic may stall. He says the construction companies also email daily alerts and alternate routes. Jim Case is Wauwatosa's assistant fire chief. He says the DOT helped the fire department build alternate paths to use during peak traffic hours.
A good example would be the parking lot of the United Healthcare on Research Drive near Mayfair Road and Potter Road. They actually created an emergency egress roadway for us from that parking lot out onto Wisconsin Avenue so that we can use that for emergency responses.
Case estimates response times have been about the same as they were before construction started. He says at the end of summer, his department will analyze the data. However, in the not-too-distant future, a major new phase of reconstruction will begin. Ryan Luck oversees the zoo interchange project for the DOT. He says while crews have reopened some lanes, they will soon block parts or all of the roadway running along the north side of the medical complex.
The project nearest the medical complex on Watertown Plank, that project is going to be starting this fall, and there will be some impacts to Watertown Plank during that time in late 2013 and for most of 2014.
Luck says the DOT will invest heavily in signage and social media to advise people of alternate routes. He also expects the agency to continue holding weekly meetings with emergency responders until the entire project ends in 2018. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.